If you've got a family, if you've got a partner, if you've got a job, like it's just not realistic. We're using so much of our energy throughout the week that to have to maintain and worry, it's, that worry is so draining. So can't do it.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Good morning, Evans.
Good morning, Lori.
I almost said my German good morning again, and I was like... You used that last week. You need to learn a new language.
What's Italian? Good morning.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember, but...
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. Arrivederci. I think that's goodbye.
Good morning and goodbye.
Bye, Evans.
Bye.
It's actually bye. So how you been?
I've been great. How have you been?
I sense either hesitation or that you...
That's actually a lie. It's been a really hard week. Have you had a good week? How's yours been?
You know what? A lot of people that we've been talking to have just been in a bit of a, this is really interesting, just a bit of a season. Like even in our masterminds, like people are in a bit of a season right now.
Is that Mercury thing happening? What's
going
on?
I don't know. I don't think it's in retrograde.
Dang
but
it.
I know I'm looking for things to blame right now. So do you, like, what are you blaming?
I guess I'll just have to blame myself. I don't know.
You know what? We should just, I think in the 80s, they really had it right. And we blame it on the rain.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the rain, which we did have rain this week, I think.
Yeah, we did. We had some sun too, but we can full on Milli Vanilli that. Yeah. We're going to blame it on the rain. Blame it on the rain.
Blame it on the rain.
Yeah. You remember that song, right?
I'm going to download it when I leave.
Will you work out to it?
Yeah.
But like do the workout where you turn it on your phone in front of everyone and you leave it out and just be like, remember the song? Do you remember this?
And it's just a loud blasting phone. Yeah. Yes.
I love that. Once in a while I'll do it. Like if I'm on a trip and I don't have headphones or something and I'm running outside. But you know, when you walk by people like nonstop and you're like, they really think that I'm going to enjoy that music. You're like, you know, down on the strand.
Oh, a ton of people just like to have their little speakerphone situation.
Oh my God. Or a boombox.
Yeah.
It's a thing here.
It's
like
a huge thing.
Like they ride their bikes and they put an amplifier sometimes. This is real, you guys. I wish I was making this up.
No, it's true.
But I'm not making this up. They will put an amplifier on the back of their bike or carry a wagon with an amp on it.
Yeah.
And they will full on blast whatever music they believe everyone is yearning for.
They don't have any shame.
Sometimes I'm like, yes. And it's like reggae or Bob Marley. And you're like, wow, you just set the mood. Like you just made this beach a party. And other people like are full on like hardcore alternative or AC/DC or something crazy, which once, don't get me wrong, once in a while, I like to turn that part of me up.
There's a season for everything.
Absolutely. But sometimes like when you're meditating and that comes over, you're like, oh my God, I'm not feeling very thunderstruck right now.
Yeah. Could you just put your headphones on?
Yeah. Just please take the amplifier. Like, I don't know where you got that. Turn
just
the bass down.
Day in life.
It really is. What's the craziest thing that you've seen in California? That's not even a real, that's a stupid question here because it doesn't even make sense.
I'm trying to think of, well, my job now is in Venice and it's right in the heart of
amazing.
Just everything you could possibly, if you want to go on an adventure, you just go down to Venice.
You just go to work.
Yeah, I just go to my job. I can't even think of something, I mean, what did someone, people are always offering you stuff like cigarettes and things. So that's cool.
That's nice. That's super nice. At least you know
what
if you.
What was that answer I just gave you?
You know, at least you know if you ever want to take up the smoking habit, yeah. like you will, it'll be readily available.
There's a lot of cigarettes there.
Yeah. You know, I was walking in Venice this last week because I had a lunch date over there. Yeah. I was over there twice in a week. I haven't been over there in a while.
Yeah.
And there was like this big line outside of this new store. And I was like, what is that? And it was like a weed store. I was like, oh.
One of the, yeah, those always have lines.
Like, what is this? Yeah. And the other, on the other side of the street was a line for the ice cream place. So I was like,
that's
Yeah. How smart is that? I was like, I see what's happening here. They are going here and then they're walking directly over to the ice cream store.
Was it Salt and Straw?
Yes.
Oh, that place smells so good.
I don't understand how there's a line outside every day, all day.
Because it's so good.
Like, do tourists just wake up and people just wake up and be like,
I think they
8 a.m., time for Salt and Straw.
I think they do, and I don't blame them.
No, I don't either. And let's tell people why it's so good. Because they have things like honey hibiscus flavor.
Oh, yeah. They have the, and their chocolatey flavors are so good.
They're so chocolatey. They're like, no, this isn't from the planet chocolate. This is a different, actually, it is from,
it
the,
is
planet
from the
chocolate.
Planet chocolate.
This is from a new place that you don't know about. So why else was the week hard though?
It was just a weird week. And George, my dog, has been kind of sick. And oh, no. I have a little congestion. He, oh my gosh, Lori, he pooed all over the place.
No. In your house.
In our apartment. Oh, and it's like, you can't be mad.
Did he give
it.
You the look like, I'm sorry?
The girl who walks our dog, she's amazing. She texted me and was like, hey, just cleaned up some poo. Everything's fine. I'm like, you're an angel.
Oh, my God.
She cleaned it up.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, nice.
Does she carry like antibacterial wipes?
She should. I feel bad, but.
I mean, because you don't know if I was a dog walker. I don't Ooh. Know if that cockapoo is going to have a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they got into garbage or what.
It's just exhausting sometimes.
People who don't have dogs don't know how much they, A, puke.
Oh.
And B, have diarrhea. And so being a new dog, like when I was a new dog mom, you take your dog to the vet like 10 times the first couple months because you're like,
what's this?
My dog threw up. Yeah. And then you realize like now Waffles throws up like once or twice a month and I'm like, what'd you get into?
Exactly. This morning. Okay. Do you have the Spidey sense where George always manages to throw up around really early morning and I'll hear it coming and somehow wake up and be able to like push him to the hardwood floor.
Yes.
Is that, I swear that comes when you get a dog, you get this special skill.
It's real.
It's real.
It's real because so here's what Chris and I have decided.
What?
Dogs, when you've had them for a while, start to send you mental pictures in your sleep. I'm not even shitting you.
I believe
like,
it.
Like, here's why. Because I will wake up and know Waffles has her head on the edge of the bed and that she's trying to come up. And like,
what?
I will literally, Chris will too. He'll like wake up and be like, I know Waffles is trying to get up on the bed. And so she literally just puts her head there until we move our legs. Just and I don't even, like most of the time she never even barks. And I wake up and I'm like, I know Waffles is trying to get up. And she is. No, it's crazy.
You guys are just so in sync.
We, Waffles and I are like sharing a brain. I think I'm sharing hers, unfortunately. I'm like, squirrel, squirrel. And that's the truth.
Waffles is smart.
Yeah.
I think that's a good brain to share.
I agree. That's why I like food so much. Okay. So do you have a quote?
Yeah, I do. It's from Oprah's new book that I started this morning.
I can't even handle it. What's the name of the book again?
Oh my gosh. The Path Made Clear.
Because her last book was one of my favorite books in the entire world.
What, the Sundays one?
No. What I Know for Sure. So maybe that's two books ago.
I got to listen to that.
Oh my God. You haven't read it yet?
No.
You're going to love that too. Okay, I'm going to read the new one. So we just did an O book swap.
Yeah.
An OB.
An OB. And then we'll go to our OB. OBGYN.
Oh, I was like, obituary? I'm not ready for that yet.
We're not going
going there yet. Nope. Got a ways.
But here's a good quote from her. She said, your life is not static. Every decision, setback, or triumph is an opportunity to identify the seeds of truth that make you the wondrous human being that you are. When you pay attention to what feeds your energy, you move in the direction of the life for which you were intended.
Wow.
That's just in the first 5 minutes.
So good. Ooh.
I swear.
Wow. That is so good. So pay attention to what feeds your energy. So sweet corn tortillas.
Yep.
So
chocolate.
Moving in the direction of either the people at the beach or moving in the direction of Nebraska to cornfields.
Isn't that interesting though?
So what would the answer to that be for you right now? If you were really like living in your truth, what is one thing that you feel your soul is calling you to do?
I know I'm more energized after our mornings.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep, me too.
And connecting with friends.
Yep, me too.
And meeting new people.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
We're still, I'm still just going to harass you about potentially.
And stationary.
Yes, I know. I've been thinking of you a lot with stationary because I literally see a vision. Like I literally see you being like a semi Reese Witherspoon / stationary.
What? I'm
get on board with this vision. No, it's real.
You just called out Reese Witherspoon, Lori.
It's because you're funnier than Reese Witherspoon.
I don't think
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
I'm sorry, Reese. I love you. And if we're friends one day, I will potentially behind Evan's back say that you are funnier. But until then, and I'll be honest if Evans asks me.
Yeah.
But honestly, right now, Evans is funnier.
Yeah. Thanks, Lori. Yeah.
So you need to start wearing dresses and carrying teacups.
Yeah. And talking about whiskey in it. Isn't that her book? Whiskey in a Teacup.
Yeah. Do you think she drinks whiskey?
I don't know. I could see her more as a rosé person, but I don't know her personally.
I don't know either. I bet she just gets sloppy drunk. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
She totally does.
Do you know that I actually ate next to her at, what's the place on, is it Blue Oyster on Ocean Avenue?
You did?
Yeah, and I was trying not to stare at her because she was right behind me at the table. And I was like,
what?
Oh, and she runs in our neighborhood.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Chris
running.
And I saw her running in our neighborhood and I was like, I'm just going to play it cool.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, I'm taking like 45 pictures. Just kidding. I really didn't take any pictures that I got them developed. And they are now hanging on the wall behind me.
Yeah, it looks good.
So if you're wondering what that is. All right. So this quote is from someone that I don't even have a joke. Yeah. I made this quote in my book. What? You're so weird. Oh, all right. This is actually a quote from me. I'm sharing it because I think people need it today and they loved it on social medias, meaning I needed it. So it's just getting worse.
Just do it. I
love it. Says this? And my next quote is from me. Okay. But when you can no longer carry the pain and deal with the damage that betraying yourself causes, you'll make the choice to choose you and your paper company.
Oh my
God. I added in your paper
company. You mean you did it right? In your paper company, in your book? Because I don't remember seeing that.
So, Evans, when you get sick of not choosing yourself.
That's just what Oprah's saying.
Yeah.
Living your truth.
It totally is. So what are we doing that we're not choosing right now? I know I'm not doing a couple things. Like,
oh, same.
I have some major creative things. I'm going to hunt you down for a creative date.
Yeah. We texted this once and then we just.
This is over.
This is stupid.
Yeah. So I'm going to text you again for a creative date.
I should text you first this time.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Do you see how this works, people? You have to start talking about it for 3 weeks straight.
And then you'll do it.
And then someday you'll do it.
Yeah.
Do we have a cue? Or a review.
The review of the week.
Oh my God. Who so is this review from?
Nice.
Do you know what? While you're looking for that, I just have to say these reviews, like they mean the world, first of all.
Second of all,
they mean the world.
Yeah.
Number three?
They mean the world.
Yeah.
This is from Emma Fluet. Oh man. This podcast has truly improved my everyday mindset and mental health since I started listening a few months ago. The quickie about choosing what you really want and loving yourself literally had me in tears. Aww. I didn't know I needed to hear it until Lori told me. I also love listening to Lori and Evans every week. It literally feels like having a conversation with two amazing friends. Thank you for inspiring and then uplifting me and others every day. Emma.
Welcome to the circle, Emma.
Welcome to the circle of trust.
Pull up the chair because Emma's here.
Emma Fluet.
You know what? Put Emma in that chair over there. Let's just visualize Emma in that chair over there.
I think she's wearing some really like a cool dress probably.
I think she's maybe wearing this morning like she's cold, so she put on a Christmas sweater. The reason I say that is I've been wearing a Christmas sweater.
You have?
Yeah, but picturing Emma in the dress might be nicer. I don't know. Yeah,
but sweater on top.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. All right. So do you have a question? Because I've got one too.
Yeah. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I will go first with this one so I don't forget.
Okay.
This is at Court Boggs, and she sent me a DM saying if you could ask this on your Evans podcast.
Ooh.
So she says, let's see. Early on in your journey, how did you balance personal relationships along with your daily grind and businesses? I'm kind of the workaholic in our group, and I can tell that they're starting to get annoyed by some of my comments they make. I don't want to upset the people closest to me, but I also know I need to start to follow this tugging on my heart, telling me to chase this paper company. Just kidding. Chase this excellence.
Oh my God, I was like, what?
I'm going to have to do that idea now. Okay. And that's the question. So wants to follow this tugging on her heart, but she is having a lot of resistance from the people in her life because they're like, you work too much.
Yeah.
I have been to this exact location. Mm-hmm. And it's, I will say that it's one of the biggest challenges, but it goes back to what we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
When you are following your dream, you have to find new people who are doing the same thing. It doesn't mean that you have to put both middle fingers up and be like, you think I'm a workaholic? Bye.
See ya.
Yeah. I got dreams.
Yeah.
You don't. Like, that's not necessary.
No, that's not very nice.
But if you want to, like, that would just make sure you film it.
Yeah. and send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me so I can get some of that power. get some of that backbone. but what I am saying is, man, your social circle will either keep you where you're at, or you will grow and you will move into other social circles, and you will know that this is the journey and it's the hardest part. And it's the thing that stops everyone is being afraid that they are going to outgrow their social circle, or that they're not going to be loved by their social circle, or they're not going to be accepted anymore. And oh, this is so good because I heard, so Jay Shetty came and he was the guest speaker at our mastermind last night.
Did you die?
I died. I literally feel so filled up today. Like, I am overwhelmed with goodness because he is such an amazing human to, number one, come and be our guest speaker at the mastermind dinner.
That's incredible.
Number two, he treats everyone the exact same. Like, you just feel like you have undivided attention and he just pours wisdom all over everyone.
He so does his presence kind of, he seems like, I know we saw him on stage one time, but what's it like when you're right there with him?
Like, he's your best friend. Like, he just really cares about you. And it's like, you get higher vibe just literally being around him because he does so, he meditates 2 hours a day, every day. Yeah.
He's incredible.
I was like, I'm going to have to work on that.
Me too. I'm like, oh man, my Headspace app isn't working.
Oh my God. but it was really enlightening to hear, like, you know, even if you do 20, 30 minutes, you're going to go so much deeper because it takes about 20 minutes for you to calm down. Don't stress out people if you're not doing anything. Yeah. I'm literally meditating for about 5-10 minutes a day. So I'm just going to increase when I can, and when I can't, you know, that's fine too.
That's life.
I'm just going to calm myself down. But if you wonder why we have anxiety, it's because we're not giving ourselves that space. So there was so much wisdom. I'm going to have to do a whole other podcast on it. But what he said last night was, we don't go at the same pace as anyone around us. You just have to be there for when people are starting to go on that journey. So what's going to happen with her friends? And I promise you this, if she just goes on her journey. So Court Boggs, if you go on your journey, you will help light the path for them. And they eventually will go on theirs and be dealing with the same thing. But they will come back to you and be like, please help me. Like, I need help moving forward and I'm not feeling as supported. So, you know, in certain social groups that I was in, when I was moving forward on my dream, some of them did not like it. Like, they were not happy with it. And I had a realization that even though I love them, if they can't love the person who I truly am, because what was happening is when I was going on this new journey, that new journey felt more like me than this old person that I thought that I was supposed to be for them.
Right.
So I was like, I'm not living for other people anymore. Started becoming myself by, like, letting go of this facade or this mask of who I thought I needed to be. And what started happening is they didn't they didn't like the real me. They didn't like that I'm a huge worker. Like, I love to be in hustle mode. I love to follow my dreams. Yeah. I love to rest as well. But I'm like, if you can't accept that I, like, this is why I'm on this planet, then I actually don't think you're the friend for me on this next leg of this journey. Right. And whether you have a beautiful conversation about why you have to do that and that you still love them and you would love for them to be in your life, just maybe in a different modality or once a month instead of, you know, every week for a coffee date. That's what was happening in my circle. They were really upset that I wasn't going on these coffee dates all the time. And then they started saying, you think you're better than us. And then it started turning into like bullying. And I was like, yeah, it was really super intense. So I had to totally remove myself from that friend group and find a new one. And then when I found a new one of people who were doing what I was doing, they're like, totally normal. This is what people do. They want to keep you to themselves. Like, it's out of fear that you're going to leave. So then it's also out of fear of, why did they leave? Am I inadequate? So they start to build a story and protect themselves. So you guys, it's all just love and compassion and know like this is the normal journey. This is going to keep happening on your journey. So how about you? Have you ever been in that mode where people are like, wow, Evans, you're like a hustler. You're a worker. Like,
what's up, Evans? Where are you? I think we all go through those seasons where you're busier and you can't go to... I think it's helpful to communicate to your friends.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have certain friends where I guess they're higher maintenance than others. Mm-hmm. You know, those friends where you're like, oh man, I can't keep having to like check in all the time just so we can maintain our friendship.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like, I do know. It shouldn't be this hard.
I haven't maintained those.
Me neither. And those you kind of just can grow out of.
Yep.
And it's not anything personal. It's just like,
there's
just a lot of pressure on women to do every single thing.
And carry everyone with you.
Yes.
I kind of just want to have like a card for when I first meet people. And I'm like, look, if you need me to check in with you all the time, like, this is not going to go well.
No.
Like, if we can't just pick up in a year where we left off.
Yeah.
And just be weirdos or whatever we want to do together.
Exactly.
This is like, I can't.
You just can't.
I can't get on that train.
That's too much. I mean, I'm all about being a good friend and that stuff, but
and a good Samaritan.
Yeah, and a good Samaritan.
But not if it means having to do stuff.
And I don't think friendship should be measured by whether or not you were at a coffee date once a week. That's not,
I couldn't agree more.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Friendship is if do you show up when you need to show up at the important things.
Exactly.
It's okay if you weren't there for coffee. That's not fair.
I agree.
Well,
not
I'm getting
fair.
Fired up about this.
I love it because it's a huge thing for women, and they need to hear. They need to hear people who are now like on the other side and have boundaries around that. Because if you've got a family, if you've got a partner, if you've got a job, like it's just not realistic. We're using so much of our energy throughout the week that to have to maintain and worry, it's that worry is so draining. So can't do it.
No, Courtney you got another, Box, you're not alone. You're
yeah,
not
girl.
Alone.
Girl, you do you.
You do you.
Love on those friends, but leave them if you have to.
Yeah. We'll be your friends.
You're sitting right next to us by Emma.
Emma.
Yep.
In her sweater.
Yep.
Okay. I really liked this question. It's from at Amanda I. Barkley. And she said, Lauren Evans, I'm a college student. How do I get through working a mediocre job? I just really liked this question.
Oh, I love this question. So you know that store I was telling you about in Venice?
Yeah.
The weed store?
Yeah. That was your college job?
No, I'm saying that's how she gets through.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Amanda, send us your resume.
So, Amanda, how do you get through working a mediocre job? Ooh, more Jay Shetty wisdom.
Oh, what?
Okay, here's the deal. Because there are pockets in our life that the things that we do are like very necessary, but we have to have intention behind them. So I can only imagine being in your 20s right now thinking you're supposed to be in your dream job. But guess what? Gotta be honest, that happens for maybe 1% or less of people. It's not your path. Like, we all have to actually walk a path of our karma, of our like our dharmas. Like, this is not your journey. Your journey is actually going to go this other way, because for who you need to teach and what you need to do, you don't get to know your purpose right now.
Yeah.
So, and we can't understand this until we're out of it, right? Like, what I think it's Steve Jobs who says you can't connect the dot. You can only connect the dots backwards. I think that's Steve Jobs.
Ooh, I like that.
You can only figure it out once you're through it. But the thing is knowing that there are certain things you do for fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And right now that might not be, or you might have an opinion of what fulfillment is. Like fulfillment might be when you feel really freaking good every day and you're in your creativity and you're in your purpose.
Yeah.
So there's going to be certain things that you do. And sometimes it's not your job. Sometimes it's not the place of work that you go to that's going to bring that fulfillment. But sometimes Amen. The place that you go to for work is going to bring you money. So we need money.
Yes.
So there are points in your life where you are going to the unfulfilling job because it's providing you with something that you need that's important. So if the intention is, look, I don't love this, but I need money and it's giving me money, it is fulfilling something.
Yes, it is.
That you need. So you can look at it and be like, how can I show up in the best way possible to this job that's fulfilling me in a thing that I need, which is money, and have the intention of making money and enjoying that intention of making money.
I love that.
And know that you have some other things in your life that are fulfilling. We just get that. That was air quotes. We get that really confused because we're putting so much pressure on our job to be fulfilling, fun, money making, recharging. Guess what? Probably won't be for many parts of your life because mm-hmm. even in your dream job, I'm going to tell you guys, like I am in my dream job. There is 80% of what I do that is hard and is not fun, but I can just flip that and be like, I get to do this. This is freaking awesome. This is what having businesses is. You know, there can be a lot of pressure. There can be a lot of feedback that you don't love.
Yeah.
There can be a lot of money loss. There can be a lot of stress and pressure on yourself. So do I love that? Not really.
Nope.
But I love what is provided in some of the things that I do. So I think we have to stop putting so much pressure on these positions in our life where we have to make money and figure out what we're doing and enjoy it for what that is. Like I remember having, you know, when I was in my gym and I was almost done, like not wanting to own this gym anymore.
Right.
And I was like, I'm done. And I had another year of needing to be here. I was like, okay, this is providing me money and I get to like be a part of these people's lives. I had to do a full on reframe. So yeah. How about you?
Oh yeah. I remember one time I was an operator in a hotel. Like, like Mrs. Maisel. Remember she's an operator at one point.
Did you curl up your hair and look like a pinup woman?
I absolutely did. No.
Okay, my grandma was an operator and she has a picture of like her with her hair pinned up and curled with red lipstick on. So I'm picturing you that way.
I hope you'll like frame that picture.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, you should.
But okay, keep going.
But it was the worst job ever. I mean, it was not fun. But the people I worked with were absolutely hilarious. It was me and these old ladies. And I shouldn't say that. That's me.
Might have been my grandma.
Yeah. It might have been your grandma. But you learn stuff and you get through it and you're like, hey, this is just paying the bills right now.
Yeah.
And then
totally.
You get promoted and it's fine.
Exactly. You get promoted to what?
Like I was working in a hotel, so it was actually a great way to learn all about the hotel because I communicated with all the departments.
Yes.
And then another job opening came in the hotel and I got that job.
Oh my God.
So you can just move right up.
Yeah. And you learn so much. Like we think we're just in these crap jobs. I look back and I'm like, I learned so much about human beings, about just like running something, about like how we show up. And here's... I'm just going to tell you something right now.
What?
Everyone. How you show up at your shit job is how you'll show up at your great job.
Oh.
It's not going to get any better and you're not going to be better. So until you can be freaking superwoman at your shit job, you don't get the good job. You just don't. And it's the truth. Like,
you got to pay your dues.
Pay your dues. Dude.
Hey, yo, dude.
You got one more question? How are we on time? This is, you tell me.
Oh, we're doing great. Okay. Oh, no. okay. I don't know what question to ask.
Close your eyes and point.
I know there's something bigger for me. I just don't know what it is. What do I do? I don't think we answered this one. Meg Reynolds, 18.
Meg Reynolds, 18.
She knows there's something bigger for her.
Yep.
She doesn't know what to do.
Follow the curiosities.
Boom.
And again,
Liz Gilbert.
Again, it's not going to be like you don't sit and get the big idea download. You get the little ideas that do breadcrumb trail to the big idea. And then I got to tell you something. The big idea is never the big idea either.
Yeah.
Because there's another idea after that. Because it's not how, for most people, how your purpose actually works. It just changes so much.
Just look how much shifts.
Look how much our careers have changed.
Yeah.
And we put so much pressure on ourselves to be like, well, what am I? Am I a podcaster or am I an author? Or do I do a vet? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And what's next? Do I start a company? Is this company, like, I put so much pressure on myself. Is this company the company I run for the rest of my life? Or is this one that I just do for 3 years and then I sell? Or what? Like, what?
You just keep moving.
You guys, this is a question that never ends.
Yeah.
It's like the song that never ends. Do you remember that song?
Yep. Was that Lamb Chop?
I think so. This it goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that never. Okay. So it's the career path that never ends.
Yes.
And you'll continue singing it because it goes on and on, my friends. Yep. And it's just the absolute truth.
Yeah. You just have to follow those curiosities and it'll all start.
Stop pressuring yourselves. Yeah.
Oprah talks about a mustard seed.
I literally watch you pressure yourself and I watch me pressure myself around like, what am I supposed to be doing?
Oh
my God. Who am I supposed to be for the rest of my life? And I'm like,
why can't I figure it out in one morning?
Oh my God. It's the path. It's why we're here. If you figure it out, you die. Just kidding.
Dang it.
If you figure it out and you're like, this is it for the rest of my life. Like, you're not going to be that till you're 80. You're going to keep morphing. So have fun on the journey. Follow the curiosities. And yes, there is something bigger for you because there's something bigger for all of us. And if you've drowned that out, start like getting into a place where you realize, wow, we just want to grow.
Yeah.
So whether it's something bigger or whether it's just growth in general, like being a better person, showing up, you know, in your family with more like love or energy or presence. Yep. Like there's always something bigger, but it may not even be career-wise yet. It might just be being bigger in your life.
And then that leads to something bigger.
Amen.
So that was Meg Reynolds 18. I don't know if I said it. So Meg Reynolds 18.
You did.
We're in this together.
Meg Reynolds. It sounds like a movie star name. So you might want to go into that.
Congratulations on your Hollywood star, Meg.
It's like Meg Ryan and Burt Reynolds had a baby.
I can't believe this.
Oh!
I'm Meg.
Just kidding, Meg. I bet you sound so cute. You're
bet you has
I'm
a great
Meg,
voice.
And I need a mint julep. She's sexy. All right. Meg's got legs for days. I don't know.
She's a looker.
You looker. My dad calls them stems.
Yeah. Don't they say that in Clueless too?
Do you have 30 seconds for a horrible story?
Yeah. Of course.
So I have this, we're doing this business meeting back where I'm from, which is in Green Bay. And we have like a bunch of people coming because it's for network marketing. And I invite my parents because I'm like, wow, they haven't seen what I do yet. Like, so let's have them come to this like business meeting where we're going to share like these products and our people come. So this woman on our team came who I hadn't met yet, who was like this awesome business builder.
Yeah.
And my dad does not have a filter. So he and this girl's gorgeous, right? Like she had just like competed in a fitness competition. So I literally still think she was like still tanned and like super just fit and strong and powerful.
Just glow.
And so I'm standing next to her talking. I'm like, oh my God, we're so excited that you're on this team and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And my dad walks up and he's like, look at the stems on her.
Like right in front of her?
Oh, yeah, of course. That was a compliment in his mind. So I was like, dude, and she just started laughing. Thank God she was such a good sport. She was like, thank you. Like, I get it. Like, it's all good. But big shout out to D-Pops today because I have so many fun stories where he's just loving on people because that's who he is.
Yeah.
But I wanted to fall through the floor.
What is it with dads and their no filter?
I don't know, but I have so many stories that actually probably can't be shared on here.
You can tell me on our coffee
date. I will let you know all of them. So
okay.
D-Pops, love you. I just made that name up.
D-Pops. Nice stems.
Yeah, nice stems. So there you go, guys. All right. Sending so much love to you and any stray cats in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Meow.
And any last words, Evans, because you're closing it out.
Get your animal spayed and neutered.
Bob Barker. Have the best day. Make sure that you share whatever you loved about this podcast on social media and don't share anything you didn't. Bye, guys.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.